Fishermen in the Pacific Northwest, British Columbia, and Alaska are entering the 10th year of the Pacific Salmon Treaty, which introduced abundance-based management into the Chinook harvest. Sitka-based troller Howard Pendell, who sits on the northern panel of the Pacific Salmon Commission, says the fleet knew a big cut was coming, but not everyone knew it would be this deeply cut. Deputy Commissioner of Fish and Game David Bedford says that despite this year's low numbers, Alaska will not be backing away from abundance-based management as treaty negotiators take their seats once again at the table.
What I will be inclined to tell people is that this is an indication that the management program that we have in place works very well. When there's abundant fish stocks, the harvest levels are relatively high, and when productivity is down and Mother Nature is less bountiful, then harvest levels are reduced, and that is the appropriate way to manage fisheries.
And Bedford says it could be worse. While Southeast Alaska fishermen will be held to 60% of last year's quota, or 170,000 kings, fishermen in some areas of the California coast will get none. Bedford says the north-to-south gradient in Chinook abundance favors Alaskans.
They're looking at a no-fishing option off of California, and either no fishing or very darn little fishing south of Cape Falcon in Oregon. And the scientists who are working on it down there say, look, when you have a decline in productivity over a broad area like this, in all likelihood what you're looking at is changes in ocean survival conditions.
According to ADF&G, poor ocean survival in 2005 and 2006 is to blame for this year's drop in abundance. El Niño conditions in those years limited the upwelling of nutrients, with a corresponding drop in some salmon populations. Troll management biologist Brian Lynch in Petersburg says the latest research indicates that things may be improving.
We're in some fairly strong La Niña years, which right now, and there's a lot of really strong upwelling that's occurring, and we also have some information from various oceanographers that it seems like the ocean conditions are returning to a more normal state, whatever normal means.
Lynch believes that just as commercial fishermen in past years have benefited from high abundance, they will weather seasons of low abundance even if it's painful. Lynch says Chinook are a cyclical species, and assuming the planet works as it usually does, the fish will be back eventually.
I believe that we will cycle back into some higher abundances, you know, given issues with global warming and other things that are going on. You know, it's hard to say just exactly what those effects will be for the long term.
As usual, this year's Southeast all-gear quota announcement applies only to wild Chinook stocks. Hatchery-reared kings, which have been on the increase in recent years, are not counted against the quota. Just under 10,000 Chinook have been harvested in this year's winter troll fishery. Any kings that are not caught by the end of this month will be transferred into the summer quota. The all-gear quota will affect sports fishermen. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Sportfish Division plans to release management rules in the next day or two that will address this season's lower abundance of wild Chinook stocks. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.